Welcome everyone, this is Nichelle Anderson. I'm your host for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is going to be one of my new series that I've started. It's the Molay Love Groove. I started this on our YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/Molay. And there I just did like a playlist of songs that you can share with your boo, and where you can have like either a nice dinner or like a nice drink together. You're just relaxing and we're just listening to, you know, songs on the soundtrack that I randomly select. Anyhow, so that's on the YouTube channel of Molay. And then I started to, you know, I should write a story. And that's what I'm doing with my podcast show. So it's the Molay Love Groove. This is part one. So it's a new short story type storyline. If you like it, do you know, you can post about it in the comments or what have you, or you could definitely go to the YouTube channel and follow my channel there, as well as, you know, post something in one of those live streaming events where I'm just doing Molay Love and just playing, like, you know, nice groove music. All right, do follow me, Production Molay, on social media. So do that. It could be Instagram, Telegram, and so forth on that. And we do have a Discord, so definitely consider joining our Discord, where that's basically Molay World. That's everything from the NFT collection, Pyramid Mystery, Temple Reunion. You can get you one of those. And I'm planning on doing more information about my NFT. Of course, my music is out, my songs that I have for my album. Do check that out. Definitely, if you go to molay.com, you can get all up to date and to take care of, to get into the know of Molay. Which brings me to my skincare is for men and women. It's healthy, organic, natural beauty essential oils, because everybody got to have to do, you know, personal care. You could definitely go to molaybeauty.com and check that out. We always got some good deals and good products for you to consider, particularly with the Kings, it's King and Me collection, as well as for the Queens, that's the Topaz Oasis, okay? All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into this. Again, do check out my music. It's molay.com/. You can put song. But definitely if you go to the molay.com, it'll get you in the know. So with all that, I do want to kind of get to the story. And you can tell me if you like it or not. I really like this type of storyline. It's modern day time. So we're not really in ancient times, as mostly my stories are. At any rate, that's what we're going to do today. We want to talk about the previous... Oh, let me just say about my other podcast show is Surviving Your Journey to a Success. Do check that out as well. It's very motivational. Now, right quick on my song, You Know Me. Do, you know, get the single, you know, share it. And while you're at it, buy a t-shirt. I always have to say that because I'm waiting for you to get one. All right, you're going to look cute in it. All right, to support my production and so forth. And Molay, my stories from my book, Mentoring, I'm a Memoir of a Past Life. You can get that on the bookstore. Do leave a review. Help a sister out if you love it. It's all about love and relationship and family. You know, you definitely enjoy it. And it brought me to do all these things here. So when we talked about last time, my short story, well, that was Mahogany. And in that, it just talked about the main character and what she's going through. In that, it was part 8, Mahogany, where we return to where we left off, where Jules arrives in Atlanta, Georgia, to attend a woman of college, as her heart aches to go back to Harlem because she really wanted to be a singer. This is during the start of the infamous timeline of the Harlem Renaissance in history. So that kind of takes full stream of influence around the world. And she wanted to be a part of that, of the arts, and particularly the music scene, because she's a singer. So that's what we did. That's what I talked about and did that episode on that. Do check that out. That was the last episode last month. So now in this particular episode, as I mentioned early in the beginning of my podcast here, we're going to look at Molay Love Groove. It's a new short story. It's a modern time. I'm very excited about it. It'll be part one. Again, go to my YouTube channel, which is basically playing music. You know, you can get in the groove when you're in love. And this, we're going to talk about two people that are very attracted to one another. They end up meeting one another at the airport at the same time. They went to college together and they both flying overseas, right? After college, they kind of went in different ways and then they went into one another. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into this of my podcast show. I'm so glad y'all here. I hope y'all enjoy this. I love love stories. Love stories makes you happy. And let's get started. Let's begin. For my podcast show, season 7, 2023 to 2024. For this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond, entitled Molay Love Groove, a new short story in modern times, part 1. Opening scene. As the plane landed in Kourou, Egypt, made its final run through on the padrock overlooking the spectacular view of the airport, and travelers on the upper deck gazing down in amazing of the plane like usual travelers do, Cynthia sat enjoying the view of her window at Laura when she was interrupted in her thoughts by the flight attendant. It was time for everyone to depart. She was sitting next to an elderly man that talked up several storms as an Egyptian with dark hair and midnight blue eyes, it seemed, and just returned from Italy that he awaited to see his wife and family as he was on a business trip with an idea of some good old ancient olive oil and some good old bread. As they both lined up and then down the stairs from the plane that parted ways as once neighbors do so, she immediately saw her driver with her name on a large card and with the word welcome in hieroglyphics. Cynthia laughed and got inside the large limo-like vehicle as they slowly and elegantly took off to her hotel. She nestled in the comfy leather seats and started to think of her encounter back in the States meeting up with Admiral, and her thoughts turned at the times in college together and all that jazz of fun in Atlanta. She laughed a bit that must have been heard by the driver as he looked up in the rearview mirror. She quickly cleared her thoughts and then checked her watch and was excited that she would make the lunch hour at the hotel, as he always had the best lunch before her next scheduled meeting with one of her senior leadership team for this trip. She paused to think of what will she wear for the meeting as her phone started to beep. She checked to see who was it calling. Meanwhile, in Dubai, we see Adamar just made it to his rented penthouse overlooking the bay as some assistants, both for his company representatives and the hotel concierge, nervously trying to assure his space was to his liking. He nodded while waiting for his business partner to finish speaking to whomever was yelling in the background. He had arrived actually earlier than Cynthia, now in Egypt, and he had thought 1,000 times, should he call her? Should he text her? No, he thought, too soon. But oh boy, she's still gorgeous. He started to write down his speech notes and what he wanted to accomplish on the call, right before he took a bite of some strawberries and salad that the hostess left on the long dinner table near the open bay windows. His business partner finally returned and they started their talk. So, are you ready, Jamal? I sent all the numbers. I'm always on point. Yes, I got it. Just need to go through them again. Didn't have time to do so, and you had enough time. Where were you in Atlanta? I tried to reach you as your secretary said you were at the airport, but you didn't answer your phone, and you know how I like to be. I ran into our old college friend, and we seemed to talk up till, I don't know, wait, who was this? Who was that that you were talking to? Not now. We can go over. So is she in Dubai? Adamar paused, considering should he share this with him? Then said, nah, Egypt. And oh wow, wait a minute. You will not be focusing on this event at all. Do you like her? Adamar blushed and chuckled. Well, where and how you jumped to that question so fast? His friend was like, I'm going to keep my eyes on you because the vibe I'm feeling is more than, well, what is her name? Adamar walked over to the open bay window as the hostess of the hotel knocked on the door with fellow butler and motion that accomplished what else that they was bringing in, what he had asked earlier. First arriving at the hotel, they brought in more trays and then said to his friend, when he focused on answering him, and he said, her name is Cynthia. Later, back at the hotel where Cynthia decided on some dinner, some regular pants and a short blazer to wear with warm colors, and her hair was pulled back with a headband. It was bouncing curls that she had just got it done at the salon. She was walking, checking in the marble desk, when someone called her name, saying they were just about to make delivery to her room. She looked puzzled, and then the hotel front desk clerk pulled out a large 100 count pink tulips and daisies flowers in a breathtaking clear vase with a pink raspberry color and white ribbon around the vase itself. She didn't know what to say and went to read the card as her fellow associates that were slowly seeing this walked up to her. That one of them said, "Wow, someone really likes you, Cynthia." They continued their wow and awe as Cynthia blushed and opened up the envelope to read the message and found out whom sent it. It said, "To the one that always brought the biggest peaceful smile of within me, I only pray that these 100 count can give you the same gesture. Until we talk again, all the best, Adama." She smiled as though no tomorrow existed and shy for that moment. She smiled as though no tomorrow existed and shy for that moment. In scene.